what we realize is that the most important dua is the dua that Allah Ta'ala has taught us via Surah Al-Fatiha. And the importance of that dua, Allah Ta'ala has told us through that verse, that how important this is for us. Guidance, hidayah, is the most important thing after iman, after having faith for a person. And to attain hidayah, Allah has made it very easy for us, and that is to make dua and ask Allah for guidance for the right path. It is common that whoever is seeking the haqq, whether it's a person who has no iman or someone who's deviated, if he's a mu'min or sinner, but the condition is that he's seeking the haqq, the truth. He wants to be improved, reformed. He has that desire. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the path of hidayah for that person. Allah ta'ala has explained in the Quran with regards to the paths. Allah says, from such places I will give him hidayah, from such direction I will give him guidance that he cannot imagine that Allah ta'ala has given him guidance. Now, to attain guidance, the first step is that a person should be sincere and honest in seeking the truth. Just like I mentioned yesterday, that in my life I've experienced, and I remember an event in my life. I was in the Khanqah, it was the evening time, and it was approximately 50 years, probably 40 years before today, 45 years before today. And it was an African person. And he knocked and he came in. I was on my own. Obviously, he knew that I don't know this person. So then you have a little bit of discussion. And, you know, there is a little bit of a barrier. And you have to break the ice. And he said, I've realized that you are the Sheikh. I said, yes. He said, I'd like to speak to you. I said, yes. He said that in the night when I sleep, and then from my mouth a word comes out. He was Jamaican, and he said that a word comes from my mouth. What is that? So then somebody told me that here there's a person asking. He said, I've come to ask you. Somebody told me to come and ask you. He didn't know what is a sheikh or an alim, etc. So I said to him, what is that word? He said, Allah, 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 like that. I understood. I said, okay, okay. And he said, I don't know, I don't realize this word, this comes from my tongue. And my wife is very upset with me, and we have argument. She said, what is this you're saying? That, and I dislike this word, you keep on saying all night long. I say, I don't say this word. She says, you say this all night long or various times during that. What is this? I don't understand this. What is it that I'm saying? So then I said to him that, are you satisfied the religion that you are practicing, the path you are on? Are you satisfied with that? Are you content? He said, no, I'm not satisfied. I'm not at peace. I'm not satisfied. I said, then, do you desire? Do you want to be on the right path so that you get the right path? He said, yes. Yes, that's my desire. I have this need because I don't see what I'm doing is correct. So there must be the correct path that I can get. I said, then you've attained the path. If this was your desire, you wanted the haqq, the truth, Allah Ta'ala has shown you the path. What else do you need? He said, what? I said, whatever you are seeking, that is the name you are reciting in the night. Subhanallah. Allah, this is Allah, your Lord, who's calling you. Because he was seeking. And I didn't say Quran to him, I didn't read Quran to him, I didn't mention hadith. I said straight forward that you are looking, seeking, you've attained it. So why are you delaying? Then he said to me that how does a person become a Muslim? What does he do? I said nothing. You don't have to go anywhere. You're ready? Are you ready? He said, yes, I'm totally ready. His heart opened up suddenly. I said, okay, fine, I will tell you the meaning of the kalima, the affirmation of faith, and you have to recite that. He said, but there's one condition. I said, what's that condition? And he said, that how will you address me? What will be the name? I said, it will be a Muslim name. He said, then I'd like to keep my name Allah. He said, yeah, he had so much love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, with Allah. He said, I want to keep the name Allah. And Hazrat Nurul Marqada, subhanAllah, that I said that you want to, you could, I mentioned this in the company, and he smiled and said, you could keep his name Abdullah. So I said, okay, you can attach yourself to this name. You could be Abdullah, you could be Abdul Sami, you could, you can't be Allah on its own, because Allah is Allah, that's his personal name. He said, it should be just Allah. I said, Allah will be attached to your name. He said, okay, fine. So what shall I do? I said, you don't have to do anything. Just recite the kalima and confirm the faith. Keep on coming and then you'll become stronger. The action we do, you do dhikr. He said, can I come? I said, you can. He said, what do you do? I said, nothing. So then he became a Muslim. And mashallah, he became Muslim. Alhamdulillah, such a Muslim that he kept on coming to the Khanqah. He used to sit in dhikr and it rubbed off on him. People will understand who I'm. I can't remember his name. His janazah, we prayed, and all our brothers went to his janazah. We buried him. Alhamdulillah, for quite a few years he was alive. On one occasion, in Arndale Center, we had my shop, and I hadn't seen him for quite some time. Maybe he was busy, occupied. And when he saw me, he came running to me, after me. And he embraced me from me, and he said, Sheikh, Sheikh. He said, you know me? I said, yes, I know you. And then he's just like we recite the Rushi, we start to recite, and mashallah, they have good voice, melodious voice, Jamaicans, etc. So everyone gathered together and they said, that same Rushi, in the same way, the same style which we saw. He said, that I'm solid on Islam, I'm strong, and you cannot imagine. And he said, I'm doing amal on everything that you've mentioned. Anyway, the meaning of what I'm saying, the Quran is haq, truth. And if a person seeks the truth, Allah Ta'ala says, whoever it is, there could be anyone seeking the truth. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. Allah Ta'ala has announced that just have the desire, do dua, supplicate to me, ask me, I'll give you the path. And there's a point here, a very good point, for the salikeen, for the travelers, the seekers on this path, a good point, which is that we as people, sometimes we want to improve ourselves, we want to be come on the right path, we want to work hard, make effort, but we don't manage to do it. And we say it's very difficult, I want to be corrected, I want to be improved, I want to reform myself, I want to leave impure things, I want to be detached from wrong, I want to come onto the right path, the straight path, I want to do dhikr, I want to pray salah, I want this. And there are people like this, and there are others who already, alhamdulillah, traveling on the path, and sometimes they're weak. They say, we want to be improved, we want to be steadfast, we want our dhikr to be complete. There are people like this. So for both, this is a fantastic path that Allah Ta'ala has opened up. A brilliant path. Just do one action. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. Allah, ihdina siratul mustaqim. Keep on asking from Allah. Doesn't matter how weak a person is. If he has the desire, that if I want this, but I'm not strong enough, determined enough, not courageous enough, it's hard for me to leave sins, it's hard for me to leave the environment, I mean, then don't worry at all. Don't worry at all. Yesterday I mentioned this. Allah Ta'ala has announced. Just do that action. Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim. Keep on doing this repetition, recitation. Allah, show us the straight path. Show us the right path. Guide us. Guide me. I want this, Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says, I will open up such paths for you that you cannot imagine. Just like I mentioned to you that the event of this brother. From such an unknown place, a place that you've not even planned. Look at history, even me. From such places, times, Allah Ta'ala gives a person cannot imagine. And Allah Ta'ala takes you to somewhere in the company of such a person that you don't even know. So this is a real solid message that we need to understand. Whenever you see you're weak and you're trying to do something but you can't do it, you want to do a very high level action, you can't do it, there's weakness and your desires and you want to leave unlawful things, haram, you want to leave wrong. And shaitan, he makes us give up. Give up, oh, sit down, cross leg, you can't do it. But Allah says, no, not at all. At least what we can do is we have the desire, we have a need, then ask from Allah. Allah, give me guidance. Allah, I want to be pious. Not just after salah, ask this dua. Doesn't matter after doing some wazifa, recitation, prayer that you make dua to Allah. Allah is always with a person. Allah is closer to us than our jugular vein. Yeah, whenever you commit a sin, say, Allah, I want to leave this. What can I do? I'm wrapped up in this sin. I'm immersed in the sin. Drowned, Allah, I want to leave this. Allah, save me from this action, from this wrong action. Subhanallah. How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save Yusuf alayhi salam? Zulaykha, she had set her trap. She put the net out first. She put out the net of husn, beauty. Then she locked the doors. She sealed the doors. She gave him the invitation. But Yusuf alayhi salam did not lose determination. Who did he call out to? His Rabb. Our Rabb Allah. This is an event in the Quran. Allah has given to us for this reason, so we can practice on it. Learn from him, practice on it. So after Hidayah, in the Quran Hakim, Allah Ta'ala explains more about Hidayah. Because first Allah Ta'ala with Surah Fatiha said that most important for us is Hidayah. If a person gets Hidayah, guidance, then he has got the all of the treasure of this world and the dunya and the deen. We make dua, Allah give me rizq, Allah give me barakah in my wealth, in my children. We need all of these things, blessings, we want health. We ask Allah for all of these things, don't we? We need these. But if we get guidance, then automatically you get everything. You get everything without asking. So then there's no need to ask. If you get guidance, if you get hidayah, you've attained everything. All the doors open, rizq, wealth and barakat and blessings and rahmah. And hidayah, guidance without hidayah, everything is dust oil. If somebody doesn't have hidayah, you see in the Western Hemisphere, there's food, drink, you have alcohol, money, cars, assets. This is just dust, raw dust, nothing else. That if wealth that we have, mal, if we get this along with, in parallel with hidayah, guidance, like great mashayikh, pious predecessors passed, as Abdul Qadir Jilani, there were many pious predecessors who were rich, as Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, Abdullah bin Arar rahmatullahi, Naqshbandi Sheikh, great Tajiri was, the companions, the noble companions were businessmen. So if with hidayah you get wealth, then this is Allah's reward and a ni'mah. And if Allah gives you via some mode wealth, that's good. There's no loss. If you don't, no loss. But if you get hidayah, then you get both things. If you don't get dunya, even then you should live nicely, peacefully, because Allah has given you guidance. If you get dunya, then that's a reward. Then you get some more responsibilities along with wealth. But the main thing is hidayah, guidance. Whoever gets guidance, the right path, then the first dua we need to ask is the dua for hidayah, guidance, the right path. If a person gets that and nothing else, that's enough. So hidayah has been explained. The whole Quran explains what is hidayah. In the next verse, Allah Ta'ala has clearly explained. Allah Ta'ala in the next surah, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهُ دَلِّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Subhanallah. The next surah, Surah Al-Baqarah. So with regards to hidayah, now the whole Quran will be based on hidayah. God has explained hidayah. So the commentary, explanation of hidayah, guidance has been explained in the Quran. Here Allah Ta'ala has mentioned one thing, هُدَلِّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Subhanallah. Hidayah, how should guidance be? What is the definition of guidance? After attaining guidance, that what is the guidance that's beneficial for us? Not just hidayah, attaining hidayah is beneficial on its own. No, hidayah, guidance is not beneficial on its own. Rather, hidayah, if you get hidayah, should be in which way? For which people? Those people who fear Allah, subhanallah. Such hidayah, if we attain it, then there's benefit of that hidayah, complete benefit of that guidance. هُدَلِّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Those people who fear Allah, if they get that hidayah, then that will be beneficial. To get hidayah on its own is not enough. If you get hidayah, guidance, but it's not the hidayah of the muttaqeen, of the muttaqis, those who fear Allah, it's not that, then there's no benefit of that guidance. I'll give you the example of this, an example. That for example, you want to travel to London. Let's take an example. Well, the example, now, where would people go to London? Or for example, people from London want to go to Birmingham, or is there a station that you want to travel to? Now, the first thing what you need is you need the path, the route. Yes, and we call this hidayah in the journey to the akhirah. So the path, now we got the path. But after getting the path, if we don't follow the instructions, the route, then we'll become lost, deviated. The sign is saying, this is the path, this is the way to London, and I go on that path, that route, and after that, the instructions that are coming, I don't follow them, then I'll come off track, and I'll be deviated. So it's lazim, essential. If you get the root, after that it's lazim, essential for me that I follow the instructions during that route and I maintain my journey. If I leave that, then I'll be deviated. In the same way about hidayah, Allah has explained, hudallil muttaqeen, a guidance for those who ward off evil. If you get guidance from Allah, then beware. Allah says, hudallil muttaqeen, it should be the guidance of the muttaqis. Such a guidance relating to those who fear Allah. It should be guidance that is proportionate to, it is combined with the fear of Allah, the muttaqis. Allah says that guidance will be totally beneficial. It will give you full benefit when what? When from this kitab that Allah Ta'ala has given. This kitab, Allah says, I've given you hidayah, I've given you education, knowledge. When upon this you practice after attaining guidance and you practice upon this kitab, then you will take the full benefit of the hidayah I've given to you, Allah says. Yes, these are the people who fear Allah. That's what they do. They attain hidayah. And after attaining hidayah, when fear of Allah, khawf of Allah comes, what do? Then the Quran, the hidayah, the ahkams, the orders, instructions in the Quran, they implement them. Then the hidayah gives benefit. Then they reach to the destination. Just like a person who's traveling to London and he goes onto the route, onto the path, he follows the signs, then he will reach to his destination. The same way when you attain hidayah, guidance after attaining guidance, whichever individual looks in the Quran, the ahkams, the laws, the orders, instructions, education that's given in the Quran via the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we practice this, then we will arrive to our destination. Otherwise, without this, hidayah is a waste. We've wasted it then. Yes, the hidayah will have not been used beneficially. If we get hidayah, you get the route, the direction, but you still come off the track, you can't arrive to London. You get hidayah, and still because you don't follow and implement the ta'aleem, the education Allah Ta'ala revealed in the Quran, you don't do amal on those ahkams, then you go off track. How sad it is if a person does that. Why does he go off track? Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this in the first surah, Surah Al-Fatiha, why that's the case. And in this first verse of this surah, as mentioned, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Allah says the reason that person deviates, he doesn't accept Allah Ta'ala's orders, what's the reason for that? He has doubts and misconceptions. Allah says in the beginning that for guidance, the most important thing that you need to have is that in your heart, with regards to this kitab, there should be no doubt, no questioning, no challenging. Totally 100% yaqeen in this kitab. This is kalam Allah. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has revealed, that is it. That is it. Now if a person has doubt in this, because Allah says this is the scripture whereof there is no doubt, we have doubt in it, then that the education of the Quran, the knowledge of the Quran and the orders of the Quran, we won't accept them. If we don't accept them, then how will we get the full benefit of hidayah? So for this reason, Allah said in the beginning, what we need is la rayba fi. Subhanallah, this kitab, dhalikal kitab. Allah says, this is the kitab, the book, whereof there is no doubt whatsoever. La rayba fi, no doubt at all. Any form of doubt. No challenge, no questioning. Nobody who has this can attain full hidayah and guidance. Nobody. This is the reason why we, despite getting the guidance, despite having it, we cannot arrive to our destination. We can't even get onto the route, onto the direction. Why? Because of doubt. Doubt. This is Allah's kalam, Allah's book. These are Allah's words. This is not some insignificant book, some common book or literature. The reality of the Quran, the words of the Quran, nobody can understand the reality of the words in the Quran except for Allah. The reality of the Quran, nobody can arrive to its reality, the truth, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what Allah ta'ala explained to his Nabi and told to his Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's no third way, there's no third situation. This is not that kalam, brothers. This is not that book. This is not some science, chemistry, physics book that you, after you open it, and you can understand it with your brain power and intellect and wisdom. That's why people go off track. That's why they deviated. They take a verse of the Quran, start quarreling and debating on it. Allah Ta'ala's ahkams, the laws in the Quran, haram, halal, lawful, unlawful. People try to apply their brain and wisdom and their intellect. They start debating, why is this haram? Why is this halal? Why should we do parda? Why should we observe parda? In this country, it's not necessary. Why is it not necessary there? So many words in this world with regards to the Quran. So much debate. Because people want to understand the Quran with their own brains and understanding. You cannot understand the Quran with your intellect. You cannot understand the Quran with your intellect or some, with some ilm or knowledge you have. You cannot understand the Quran apart from one way. The praise of the Quran, the commentary of the Quran, the explanation of the Quran. Only you can understand the amount that the Holy Prophet ﷺ explained to us. Allah Ta'ala gave the message to his Nabi. He gave the message to explain to us. Allah Ta'ala, what he gave to his Nabi, how he explained it to Rasulullah. And between Allah and his Rasulullah, there's a secret that cannot reach to us, arrive to us. But whatever Rasulullah explained to us, that is enough for us. We cannot understand more than that. To try to justify the Quran, why is this haram? Why is alcohol haram? Why is parda made have to do it? Why have the men been given permission for war marriages? Why is this order for this person, order for this person? Regards to Allah Ta'ala stated, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لا ريب فيه. That never can you be on the path of guidance if you have doubt. Otherwise you'll be off track, deviated. After attaining guidance you'll be deviated because you cannot understand the Quran on your own. On your own. If you want to understand the Quran with your brain and mind and intellect, if you could understand it, the Quran, and if you can make planes, you can make chemical formulas. So don't consider this as a normal book. Allah says some minor book. Allah Ta'ala said that look, intellectual man, he's got brains. They're giving speeches. Picking up the Quran, na'udhu billah, na'udhu billah. Their face, appearance, no akal. They got nothing conforming with the deen. Such wasteful talk. They take verses of the Quran. They discuss. They take meanings out. Interpretations, their own interpretations. And people follow them. Why? Because shaitani words they speak. Satanic. Using their own interpretation and brain and intellect. Allah said in advance, these are liars. No one can understand the Quran. Only what you can understand, the hakams, instructions that Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has delivered to us. That's the Quran we can understand. We cannot understand beyond that. The ma'rifah, the knowledge of the Quran doesn't go beyond that. That's all nonsense. That's all shaitani institutes that have been made. Allah Ta'ala has given dalil of this point. Yes, Allah knew in the world people like this will come. Allah has given proof. Oh, you think you can understand the Quran on your own accord? Using your own brain power, you will make my haram halal and halal haram. And you'll debate and quarrel and argue, why was this? And how can this be halal? How can we implement this here? Jannah will become like this and this will become like this. And the fast of Ramadan, why are they like this, etc. So many people are out there who debate and challenge the Quran. Allah says, this is the doubt I've mentioned. And if you have this doubt and you challenge the Quran and you question the Quran, Allah says, I give dalil. First of all, alif, lam, meem. Tell me what is the meaning of alif, lam, meem. That's it. Everyone's cooled down. No one can mention. Allah says, okay, pick up the Quran. Tell me, what does alif, lam, meem mean? Tell me the meaning of this. These three letters. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Can anyone give the interpretation? The commentary? Allah says, these are the letters that are the hidden letters. No one knows the true meaning of these letters. Rather, this is a secret between Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That Allah Ta'ala says that I, out of my wisdom, I did not explain this or give you this learning. That's why Allah Ta'ala has put this in as a secret, these three letters. What great meaning of these letters? No one can think, understand. This is a secret between Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that those people who think that they're intellectual and have brain power and they have the Quran in their hands and they debate and go into commentary, why is this and why is that? Allah says, if you're that brainy and so much understanding you got, then tell me, what does alif lam meem mean? It is there. Everything of the Quran has a meaning. It is there. Why? Because Allah says that such akabri and pious predecessors and such like as a Mujaddid al-Thani rahmatullahi, as the Shaykh Ahmad Farooq Sanandi, such a kabirin, such pious predecessors, the meanings of the Quran, that they were given that learning, they were given that understanding, it arrived to them. Even then, these are not those meanings, it's not the dalil, it's just an angle of the understanding, it's just a form of the understanding. Allah Ta'ala inspired them in their hearts to understand for their time. Allah Ta'ala gave them that ulum, that marifa, that knowledge, the understanding. So the Quran, to understand it, Allah Ta'ala says, don't use your brain, intellect and wisdom and debates to understand the Quran. To understand the Quran, this is only one method. La riba fi. Get rid of your doubts and your challenges and your questions. Take them out of your minds. Listen, very great dalil proof is present here for this point. What is that? That just as much the qalb, the heart, the Quran, when it is understood, there's a nur, a light which Allah Ta'ala creates in the heart of the believer. So the more your qalb, the heart, the more it becomes pure and clean, then the knowledge of the Quran, the marif, will come into your heart. The Quran is not understood by the brain, it's understood by the heart. That's why the Sufis, they do tazkiyah, purification. It's lazim, essential, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the Prophet will come, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. There'll be the kitab, the hikmah, and dalils, but there'll be tazkiyah, purification, so that via purification, your qalb can absorb the meanings and the marif and the knowledge of the Quran. Absorb. So the more a person does tazkiyah, the more his purification becomes strong, his heart becomes clean, pure, the heart is then free of sins, and with the dhikr of Allah it's enlightened, illuminated, subhanallah, and then with the company of the righteous, the saliheen, the light comes into the heart. Then what's the effect of that? The end point is that the ma'rif of the Quran, the knowledge of the Quran, the brilliance of the Quran comes into a person. The beauty and the brilliance of the Quran comes into a person. This is the result. So the Quran, to understand the Quran for us, for the human being, it's important to do tazkiyah, to purify the heart, to clean the heart. So this is the subject, this is the meaning. That hidayah, guidance Allah has given. And after iman, after having belief, its most important thing is to attain guidance. To attain guidance, you have to do dua to Allah, supplication. You have to have that desire. And after attaining hidayah, so after ihdina siratal mustaqim, Allah gives you that path, the guidance. After attaining guidance or learning of guidance, then you need the guidance of the muttaqis. That the ta'aleem, the education of the Quran, the orders of the Quran, the guidance will to attain full benefit of hidayah, the education and the ahkams of the Quran. To attain full benefit of the Quran's guidance, you need to do amal on the orders and the guidance and the instructions of the Quran. When a person implements the orders and the education of the Quran, then the hidayah that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, he will attain full benefit of the hidayah when he implements the orders and instructions of the Quran. And the most important thing Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Allah says, تَزْكِيَةً Tazkiyah, tafsiyah, dhikrullah, with the dhikr of Allah, continue to purify your heart and clean it. So no doubt remains, no doubt, no challenging, no questions with regards to Allah's kitab. As soon as the ahkams of the orders of the Quran come, the heart accepts. If your heart is clean and pure, then as soon as an ahkam of Allah comes to us, after attaining guidance, when we hear about Allah's orders, and when Allah's ta'aleem, education arrives to us, what Rasulullah stated, if our heart is clean and pure, then immediately the heart will accept it, and then our hidayah guidance will rub off onto us. This is the methodology of the muttaqeen. This is the route, the path of the muttaqeen. Wudallil muttaqeen. This is the way of the muttaqeen, the path of the muttaqeen. So Allah Ta'ala has given us hidayah for the salikeen. On the path of suluk, it's essential. Those who are on the journey of tazkiyah, a straight path, a pure path, they've attained guidance. Allah Ta'ala gave them guidance. After attaining guidance, alhamdulillah, then they did tazkiyah, purification of their heart. They started to do the dhikr of Allah. So then their heart, the cleanliness, the purification continues. When the heart starts to be cleaned and purified, then alhamdulillah, the hakams that are in the Quran, that they are coming in the Quran, then our heart starts to accept them. Embrace them. And as soon as the heart starts to embrace and accept them, alhamdulillah, then in our life, just like the order for parda came, the heart is clean. First we took hidayah, guidance, and with hidayah we started to do the dhikr of Allah. Then there's the order of parda for us. Then suddenly, immediately we should accept it. And the person who has attained guidance, but his heart is not clean and pure, and he's immersed in doubt. No, in this country we can't do this. Oh, it's too hard here. Oh, no. Why is alcohol haram? Why is it? And despite the fact that he's attained guidance, but his heart is not clean. So then he gets stuck in doubt about Allah Ta'ala's orders. So it's lazim, essential, if you attain guidance, Allah gives guidance. Then after the most important thing is the dhikr of Allah and tazkiyah, purification. So that Allah's orders, he doesn't just listen to them. He doesn't just listen to Allah Ta'ala's orders. Person who does tazkiyah of Allah, of his heart, then he, person who hasn't does tazkiyah, he hears about the ahkam's orders, but he doesn't accept them. People go, they sit in speeches, debates, and darsul hadith, and lessons, they listen and they leave. But the person who's done tazkiyah, his style of listening is different. Subhanallah. When he hears the Quran, when he hears those words, just like I'm sitting in front of you and mentioning and speaking, the people of tazkiyah, then they will select these points, the orders, the instructions. Oh, this. Allah says, okay, do amal on this. Okay, this point. Those who are just people who are listeners, who don't do tazkiyah, purify their heart, they don't absorb Allah Ta'ala's ahkams, and they've got hidayah, but they don't listen. Then it goes in one, it goes other, then the next morning, there'll be no amal on the deen. But those who do tazkiyah, purification, the sign of those people is their heart is clean and pure. When he then hears the hukum of the Quran, that don't lie, immediately he'll leave lying. The Quran orders, observe parda. The barrier, the woman, then she will wear the parda, observe parda, because the heart is accepted, it's clean, pure, it absorbs the message. So the Quran has explained this. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. The purify your heart and remove all the doubts. For this reason, so you can do the amal, وَدَلِّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. You can do amal on this adaya, just like those people who fear Allah, implement the Quran, the guidance. And what will you then become? الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. Your yaqeen will be strengthened. How will it be strengthened? That you won't see Jannah, but you will be implementing towards Jannah. You cannot see hell, but you will be afraid of hell as if you are seeing it. You cannot see paradise, but you will be preparing for it as if you can see it. Subhanallah. You cannot see paradise, but you have so much certainty as if you are stood in paradise. And when you are practicing doing a deed, subhanallah, the muttaqeen, those who fear Allah, who've attained guidance, when a person gets guidance, then he will do such actions, his yaqeen becomes so strong and solid, robust, his iman becomes so strong. Bil ghaib, he cannot see, but more than seeing, he is seen. This is the yaqeen he has of hell and Jannah, paradise, and the punishment of a sin. When he hears it, he's afraid, he never implements a sin. This is hudal lil muttaqeen, who believe in the unseen and establish worship. May Allah Ta'ala give us such hidayah. Not some empty, hollow hidayah, just go pray salah after that, get up, come home, listen to the speeches, waaz. No, this is not hidayah. Hidayah, what guidance should we be implementing? That after that, this should become our iman. The bil ghaib, the unseen, they're not in front of us, but our yaqeen is so strong that despite not seeing it, when you're doing a good deed, we are so happy in that salah, just as if we are stood in paradise and we are seeing Allah. When we do tasbih, dhikr, we know this tasbih, this rubur, subhanallah wa bihamdi, when a person recites it, then subhanallah, that the gap between the heavens and the earth is full of nur, and he feels that, subhanallah, I'm reciting this tasbih, and Allah's giving this rubur, I'm getting this rubur, the nur between the heavens and earth, subhanallah, after I say this, a tree in Jannah is uprooted, grown for me, and I get so much enjoyment, a person says that Allah Ta'ala has grown that tree for me in Jannah. That's the meaning. This is hidayah, guidance. Which guidance? Those who fear Allah. And how does that person attain guidance? ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. When the person removes all doubt, challenge, questioning from his heart via doing dhikr of Allah. When a human being cleans his heart, purifies his heart with tazkiyah, tafsiyah, then he attains guidance, such hidayah, that Allah's ulum and ta'limat, education and instruction, he implements. And after that, his yaqeen becomes so strong that on bil ghaib, his iman is so strong as if he is seeing the unseen. The proof is what? That aqimu salat, Allah wa yuqimuna salat wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. This is the proof. Then the expression of their belief has become so strong that they, as if they're seeing everything. And how is that proven? The greatest ibadah, which will be in his salah, the established salah, he establishes worship, his salah will become unique. So two things Allah has mentioned. One is physical, and one is with wealth, and one is with the body. Both are great ibadat. The person starts to feel that. Those who fear Allah, they use their wealth and themselves for the deen of Allah. Yes, you'll see that once they get that iman, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ, all of their concentration is in salah. As Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha said, that when the time for salah came, the Prophet's situation would be such that he did, as if he didn't recognize us. the importance of salah would overwhelm him. He would be immersed in salah like the noble companions. That, for example, if you wanted to amputate somebody's leg, then the companion would say that I'm about to pray salah, amputate this or take the arrow out of my leg. The awliyaullah events in their life were like this. Who are those people? Subhanallah, these are those people who attained guidance just like Allah Ta'ala wants that they should attain guidance like this. Those people who fear Allah. And that guidance, when they attain this, then the first proof of their guidance is that a person goes towards salah. And salah, his salah improves. Allahu Akbar. وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ اللَّهِ if he gives them wealth, they don't consider it their own. Rather, totally. The instruction of the Quran how to distribute wealth, because Quran does, they don't argue why zakah, fard, why is it 2.5%, why should we reduce it, I give tax, this is tax. These are those people of doubt who challenge. Allah said ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. When you see people like this debating, such people, you see them taking the points out from the Quran, Allah said straightforward, clear, that these people are off track, they don't have hidayah, they don't have that. These people will understand Quran. Allah says, how will they understand Quran? The Quran is understood by the heart. What is absorbed by the heart? The heart will understand the Quran, not the brain, not the mind, not your thoughts. The Quran, the marifa, comes into the heart. Such awliyaullah, waliz of Allah, could tell you about the poor souls. They had never read a hadith, nothing, but subhanallah, the qulub, the heart, the marifa, the anwarat, the knowledge, the brilliance of the Quran came to the heart. Such knowledge came from their mouths when they spoke that. Where did this knowledge of the Quran come to them? How? It was la rayba fi, because they had purified their hearts, they had no doubt with regards to Quran, cleared their hearts, absorbed whatever orders, instructions Allah has given, is haq, is truth. That's how they purified their hearts. Allah gave them marifa, knowledge, closeness. So it's stated that وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. You'll see their deen in their worship, and they'll spend of that which Allah has given to them, bestowed to them. So this is my brother's hidayah, guidance. May Allah Ta'ala give to all of us such a guidance that is the guidance of the muttaqeen. In other words, after attaining guidance, to implement Allah's orders, instructions, ahkams that have been sent to us by the Quran, we should practice them. The orders and instructions of the Quran as explained by Rasulullah, we should implement them, and we should elevate our yaqeen, the certainty. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَمْ يُكُونَ. When you see your certainty rub off onto your deeds, praying salah and spending the money that Allah has given to you, may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المرسلين شفيع المرسلين طه وياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي يسوع زي محب المؤمنين وزرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد سلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وزلبنا وعزلنا وجدنا خطأنا عمدنا كل صالحتنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت ما أخرت ما أسررت ما أعلنت ما أسرفت من تعلم به أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہم سب کی بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ ہماری حاجات کو پورا فرما دے یا اللہ ہماری مصیبتوں کو دور فرما دے یا اللہ ہمیں برکتیں نصیب فرما یا اللہ اپنی رحمتیں نصیب فرما یا اللہ اپنا فضل نصیب فرما یا اللہ اپنا کرم نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو سکون نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے ایمانوں کو شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما جن بیماروں کے لیے کوئی دعا مانگنے والا نہیں ملنے والا ان کے حق میں ہمارے دعاؤں کو قبول فرما اے میرے مولا جو موذی مرائض کے اندر عورت مرد میرا مبتلا ہے میرے مولا بہت سخت پریشان ہے یا کریم تو ان کی بیماری کو آسان فرما دے اس بیماری پہ ان کو جو نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ غیبانہ لوگوں میں ان کی دعاؤں کرنے والا پیدا فرما دے اے میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل قرب سے اور پھر رحم سے یا اللہ تمہاری اس مجالس ذکر کو قبول فرما یا اللہ بار بار ذکر کی مجلس نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمیں ہدایت کے راستے کھول دے اہدنا الصراط المستقیم اہدنا الصراط المستقیم اہدنا الصراط المستقیم صراط الذین نبیین صدیقین شہداء وصالحین وحسن اولئک رفیقا وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد و آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین آمین.